Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something that's probably on your mind. If you've recently, invested in a Lisa Sapira Chill hybrid mattress, how to make that 10-year warranty really work for you?
It's interesting, right? How we get so caught up in that like excitement of a new mattress and kind of gloss over the warranty details.
I am totally guilty of that myself.
Yeah.
But the article we're looking at today from Mattress Advisor, they make a really good point about why, understanding those terms can really save you some headaches down the road.
Absolutely. And they go beyond just like listing the rules. They explain the logic, like why the type of foundation you use is so crucial to the mattress's lifespan.
Yeah. I'm curious about that. What is it about the foundation that makes such a big difference? I mean, isn't a mattress just supposed to be, well, a mattress?
You think of it this way. It's like building a house on sand, you know? You need that solid, even base for the structure to hold up over time. So if you're using a foundation that's flimsy or uneven, it puts stress on certain parts of the mattress. And then you end up with premature sagging and wear.
So it's not even just about comfort. It's about protecting the, integrity of the mattress itself.
Exactly. And that's why they're so specific about the types of foundations that work best. Like a solid platform bed, an adjustable base, or even a traditional foundation with slats. But those slats can't be more than 3 inches apart. These are all good options, because they provide consistent support.
Okay, so not too far apart, not too close together, kind of like a Goldilocks situation for mattress support.
Yeah, precisely. And here's where it gets interesting. They actually advise against using a box spring, unless Lisa specifically says it's okay for that particular model.
I never would have thought about that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
When you think about how much thought goes into the design and construction of these things.
Yeah. And speaking of protecting your investment, they also talk about the importance of a waterproof mattress protector.
Oh, yeah. Good point. It's like insurance, against spills and accidents.
Right. Think of it like a shield, especially if you have, kids or pets. And they even mention not cutting or tearing the mattress cover, which seems obvious, but apparently it happens more often than you'd think.
Yeah. It's funny how they say that common sense isn't so common. And I guess that applies to mattress care, too.
It really does.
Yeah.
And don't forget the environment. Keeping your mattress away from direct sunlight and humid areas, those can really degrade the materials over time and potentially void your warranty. You're investing in a high-quality sleep experience, so it's worth taking those extra steps.
That's a great point. And that kind of brings up another interesting point from the article. They mentioned that the warranty only applies if you bought the mattress new. From Lisa or an authorized retailer. So no snagging deals on pre-owned mattresses if you want that full warranty protection.
Right. And when you think about it, buying a used mattress, it's kind of like buying a used car. You just don't know what it's been through. Was it properly cared for? Are there hidden issues? Buying new just gives you that peace of mind and that full warranty coverage.
For sure. Speaking of things that could potentially void that warranty,
yeah,
let's talk about those dreaded indentations.
Yeah.
The article mentions that the warranty covers sags greater than 1.5 inches, but only if they happen from normal use on a proper foundation.
Yes, and this is where it gets kind of tricky. What exactly is normal use?
Yeah, I was wondering that myself. Does that mean like sleeping on it every night? What about sitting on the edge to put on your shoes?
Right, all good questions. And what about those mattress toppers? Do those affect the warranty?
Ooh, good point. I'm guessing they're okay, as long as they're designed for the type of mattress you have. But we should definitely dig into that a little bit more. Okay, so we've talked about the foundation being super important and that mattress protector being your best friend and buying new from like a legit source. But let's get down to like what normal use actually means. I mean, we've spent a third of our lives on these things. So
yeah.
What are we actually allowed to do on a mattress?
Right, because it's not like we're supposed to just like float above it. The article doesn't give a super clear definition, but I think reading between the lines, it's all about using it for what it's meant for, sleeping. So like jumping on the bed. Using it as a trampoline.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. But what about like sitting on the edge of the bed to put on your shoes or reading a book before you fall asleep?
That's a good question. I think occasional sitting is probably okay, especially if you're spreading your weight out. But if you're like always perched on the edge, putting pressure on the same spot every day, that could definitely lead to some wear and tear.
So basically anything that puts too much strain on the mattress or like uneven strain over time could be a problem. It's all about being mindful.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the mattress topper question. Like, are those okay? They're generally fine. And they can even help protect the mattress surface. But the article does mention one thing. Make sure it's compatible with your mattress type. Some toppers, especially memory foam ones, can trap heat. And if your mattress already sleeps hot, that could be an issue.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. So it's not just about the topper itself. It's about how it interacts with the mattress.
Exactly. It's all about that sleep ecosystem, making sure everything works together.
Yeah, like a good team. Speaking of working together, let's talk about the warranty claim process itself. Because, let's face it, even if you take perfect care of your mattress, sometimes things just happen. So let's say you followed all the rules, but you still have an issue. What's the first step?
First things first, grab that receipt.
Ah, yes. That little piece of paper.
It's your golden ticket. Then you're going to want to reach out to Lisa's customer support. They have a really good reputation for being responsive and helpful. Explain the issue clearly. And be ready to provide some photos or videos of the problem.
Like a virtual house call for your mattress.
Exactly. And based on that assessment, they'll decide if it's covered under warranty. If it is, they'll work with you to find a solution, whether that's repairing the mattress, sending a replacement, or offering a credit. They're committed to making things right for their customers.
That's good to hear. Now, I've heard some people say that you can rotate a mattress to help prevent those indentations. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely. Rotating it every few months can really help distribute wear and tear, kind of like rotating your tires.
Uh-huh.
Helps everything wear down at the same rate.
Okay, so rotate, use a protector, watch where you sit.
Uh-huh.
It's all about being proactive.
Exactly. A little preventative care goes a long way.
Now, what about weight limits? Is that something that can affect the warranty?
That's a good question. It really depends on the specific mattress and the warranty terms. It's always a good idea to check those manufacturer's specifications and make sure the mattress is right for your needs. Because if you exceed the weight limit, that can put a lot of stress on the materials and lead to premature wear and tear. And that might not be covered.
So it's not just about protecting the mattress, it's also about making sure you're choosing the right one for you.
Right, finding the right fit.
And speaking of finding the right fit, let's go back to that point about buying from authorized retailers. Why is that so crucial for the warranty?
Because buying from an authorized retailer is the only way to guarantee that 10-year warranty is valid.
So it sounds like there's a good reason for that.
There is. Authorized retailers are vetted by the manufacturer, so you know you're getting the real deal. But if you buy from unauthorized sellers like Fantana, you know, on the secondary market, you might end up with a counterfeit or a damaged mattress or one that's been improperly stored, and then the warranty is probably void.
It's a buyer beware situation.
It is.
Stick with the authorized retailers. Peace of mind. And that warranty coverage.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about comfort preferences for a sec. Why aren't those typically covered by mattress warranties?
Well, comfort is so subjective. What feels good to one person might not feel good to another. And your preferences can change over time as your body changes or your sleep position evolves.
So it's not necessarily a defect in the mattress, it's just a matter of personal preference.
Exactly. Mattresses warranties are designed to cover defects in materials and workmanship, not changes in what you personally like.
That makes sense. But what if you buy a mattress and then you realize it's just not the right fit?
That's where trial periods and return policies are important. Most reputable mattress companies offer a trial period, usually around 100 nights, so you can really experience the mattress in your own home.
Yeah, that takes the pressure off.
It does. And if within that trial period you decide it's not for you, most companies offer a full refund or an exchange.
Okay, so it sounds like those trial periods and return policies are really important to pay attention to.
Absolutely. It's like a safety net.
All right, so we've covered authorized retailers, trial periods. Is there anything else about warranties that tends to trip people up?
One thing that often causes confusion is that phrase, limited warranty.
Ooh, yeah. Sounds kind of scary, like there are all these hidden exclusions.
It's not that dramatic, but it does mean the warranty has specific limitations. It might only cover certain defects, or it might not cover certain types of damage.
Okay, so it's not a cover everything type of warranty.
Right. That's why it's so important to actually read the fine print, understand the specific terms and conditions, what's covered, what's not, the claim process, all of that.
Yeah, don't just assume you know what the warranty covers. Take the time to read it.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here, from foundations to fine print. Any final thoughts about making the most of that Lisa Superior Chill Hybrid warranty?
I think the big takeaway is a warranty is a valuable tool. It's there to give you peace of mind and to make sure you're getting a quality product. Understanding the terms and taking good care of your mattress can go a long way.
Absolutely. And remember, We'll have all the links to Lisa's website and their warranty information in the show notes. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everybody. We've been doing a lot of talking about the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid Mattress Warranty. Who knew there was so much to think about when it comes to, you know, protecting our sleep?
Right. It's one of those things that's easy to overlook, but like we've been saying, understanding the details can make a big difference in the long run.
Totally. So as we start to wrap things up here, we've talked about the foundation being important and the mattress protector and buying from the right places and reading the fine print. What's the one thing you really hope people take away from all this?
Well, I think the big thing is knowledge is power, right? Being an informed consumer, understanding your rights, taking care of your mattress, those are all key to a positive experience. And to making sure your mattress lasts as long as possible.
I love that. Taking control of your sleep and making good choices. Now, before we go, I want to touch on something we mentioned earlier about the lifespan of a mattress. Even with the best care and a good warranty, there comes a time when you might need a new one. What are some signs that your mattress might be ready to retire?
That's a great question. There are definitely a few things to look out for, like waking up with aches and pains you didn't have before, or noticing a lot of sagging, or maybe your allergies are worse than usual, or you're just not sleeping as well as you used to. Those could all be signs that your mattress has run its course.
It's like our bodies are telling us it's time for a change.
It really is.
And sometimes a new mattress is the best thing you can do for yourself.
100%. Good sleep is so important.
So as we wrap up today's deep dives, I want to leave you with this. What would your perfect sleep sanctuary look like? Think about it. What would make your sleep the most restful and amazing it could be?
And don't forget to check out the show notes for links to all that Lisa information we talked about.
Sweet dreams, everyone.